claim in the American dream. For the most part, they were a decidedly average lot at best. Basically the sad, forgotten spawn of America's working-class families. They were kids who had never been told by their parents that they were capable of greatness, and any greatness that they naturally had in them had been literally conditioned out of them since the day they were born. By the time they made it into my boardroom, they were merely trying to survive, not to thrive. But in a post-straight-line world, none of that mattered anymore. Things like education and intellect and natural sales ability were mere trivialities that could be easily overcome. All you had to do was show up at my door, promise to work your ass off, and I would teach you the straight line system and make you rich. But alas, there was also a dark side to all this precocious success. You see, the system turned out to be almost too effective. It created freshly minted millionaires at such a ferocious clip that they ended up skipping over the typical life struggles that most young men and women go through that serve to build their characters. The result was success without respect, wealth without restraint, and power without responsibility. And just like that, things began to spiral out of control. And so it was